This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The final contest for the U.S. Senate has been decided, and it is official. The Democrats will not only control the House of Representatives, they will also have a majority in the Senate. Virginia Republican Senator George Allen conceded defeat today, congratulating his Democratic opponent, Jim Webb. It followed a similar action in Montana, where Senator Conrad Burns conceded defeat hours before. So the Democrats have picked up a total of 6 Senate seats, giving them a controlling margin of 51 to 49. NPR's David Wellnow reports.
With his wife and his fellow Republican Senator John Warner standing at his side, George Allen brought to an end 2 days of suspense over who would occupy his Senate seat in January, as well as which party would be in charge of that chamber.
In this season, the people of Virginia, who I always call the owners of the government, they have spoken. And I respect their decision. The Bible teaches us that there's a time and place for everything. And today, I've called and congratulated Jim Webb and his team for their victory. They had the prevailing winds.
An official canvass of the Senate race in Virginia is still underway, and so far it shows Democrat Webb ahead by about 9,000 votes. That's well under the half percentage point difference that can trigger an official recount in Virginia. But Allen declared he wasn't going down that path.
I'm aware this contest is so close that I have the legal right to ask for a recount at the taxpayers' expense. I also recognize that a recount could drag on all the way till Christmas. It is with deep respect for the people of Virginia and to bind factions together for a positive purpose that I do not wish to cause more rancor by protracted litigation, which would, in my judgment, not alter the results.
Those results were not at all what the political world expected just half a year ago, when Allen was expected to win re-election easily and then launch a bid for the White House. But things began to fall apart in August on the day Allen pointed out a dark-skinned Webb campaign worker who was videotaping the senator and recorded his now infamous taunt.
So welcome. Let's give a welcome to Makaka here. Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia.
Allen insisted later he'd made up the word makaka, even though it happens to be a racial slur in his mother's native North Africa. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number 2 Democrat, said today that Allen's defeat was his own doing.
Talked himself out of it. You know, let's be very honest about this. This race, as good a candidate as Jim Webb was not on the radar screen until Senator Allen made some unfortunate comments. And unfortunate for him. And at that point, it became a race and play, and people started looking at Jim Webb, and as they did, they liked what they saw.
Allen's support for the war in Iraq and Webb's strong opposition to it was probably the biggest issue in their bitterly fought campaign. Today, Webb told supporters about the phone call he got from Allen.
We had a good discussion. I want to report to you that he was very gracious and that he offered to help assist us in this transition period. I thanked him for his many years of service to the people of Virginia, and we actually have agreed that we're going to sit down and have lunch next week. But
Webb, a former Republican and Secretary of the Navy in the Reagan administration, was clearly still sore about the Allen campaign's many attacks on him. He said he asked Allen today to help stop what Webb called the politics of character assassination.
This was a brutal campaign. And in many ways, an unnecessarily brutal campaign. And I think it's hurting the country.
Webb's plea for a change was echoed at a Democratic victory rally on Capitol Hill today by the soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid.
This time for new direction has given us an opportunity, a chance to prove to the American people that we can work with the Republicans. They've set a very bad example in not working with us. We're not following that example. We're reaching out to them as we have from the time the election.
Reid said Democrats want to work with Republicans on everything from raising the minimum wage to finding a way out of the war in Iraq. When the Senate convenes for a lame duck session next week, its members will face a pile of unfinished business from the current Congress, mainly finishing the spending bills that keep the government running. Already, though, there's the feeling here that Congress is under new management. David Wellnow, NPR News, the Capitol.